Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of The Virtue of Truth. I am your host, Sheila Hetzbeth, and I'm so happy to be back this week for another episode. But before I begin, I'd like to ask you all to please subscribe to The Virtue of Truth wherever podcasts are found. The Virtue of Truth is on a number of podcast platforms and is available to subscribe to for free. It does help this podcast reach more people, so if you enjoy this episode or enjoy the podcast in general, please subscribe. And this week, you know, I really wanted to talk about what it entails to be prepared for unexpected things to come. And, you know, the news and with all of the changing events that keep going on, it's important to be prepared for the unexpected. And I really wanted to touch on what exactly that looks like in case there is an emergency or in case there is a situation where we won't be able to go about life the way we're used to going about it, meaning like things would be at a standstill. And this episode is not to put fear into anyone, but I thought it would be a good topic to kind of touch on because, you know, it's just with the way the world is going, it's really important to just be prepared instead of having to kind of go out and be reactive. It's always important to be proactive. And so, of course, I'm going to start this message with scripture. You know, we're not supposed to be afraid, so I do not want to put any fear into anyone by doing this message, but it is important to think about and to get prepared for. And I really want to start off with really emphasizing the importance of depending on God and not leaning to our own understanding in matters like these. And I was really led to Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, where it reads, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." And so it's really important to realize that although circumstances may be changing, or, you know, people might not be able to afford food like they used to with inflation and things like that, it's important to always remember that we don't live by bread alone. We live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And it's important to remember that because circumstances might not look the way they used to. And quite literally, the price of bread and things that we really took for granted, unbeknownst to us, and I'm not trying to blame anyone or anything, but like when you're used to having something and you don't really have it anymore, it's important to focus on what you do have. And so that is something that we always have. We can always depend on God. He's the only one that we can always depend on. So it's important to remember scriptures like this and when times do change. Another scripture that really points this out is in John 6, 32 to 35, and it reads, "Then Yahushua HaMashiach said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Yahushua HaMashiach said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Again, this scripture really just really hammers it home that those who have a quite literal hunger and those who have a spiritual hunger for God will be fed. And it's important to put your faith in him and to focus on him alone during times like this. And later in the episode, I will be touching on actual tips that can help you, you know, really buy what you need for a lesser amount of money in times like this. But I did really want to start this episode off by really focusing on the Bible, focusing on what it says, because it's important to not be in fear, not to let the news and its propaganda, you know, amp you up, get you reactive, get you afraid and in a panic. Focus on God, focus on these scriptures, and it's important to always keep your eyes on him. And I always am looking through scripture, and I really went to look for scriptures that really touched on fear. There are quite a bit. As I mentioned in previous episodes, openbible.info is a great place to look to see where, you know, where topics really do reside in the Bible. So you can search terms like fear or strength or faith or things like that, or even more complicated topics than that, and you'll be able to see those. And so I came across Isaiah 41, verse 10. And it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. And it really just hammered home, we need to lean on God in these times. Again, it's only going to get more uncertain as time goes on, because we are headed toward, you know, some circumstances that can no longer sustain us anymore. Just like our economic system is no longer sustainable here in the United States. I can't, you know, speak for the whole world, but I imagine it's the same everywhere as well. We're seeing a lot of different changes. Prices are going up. So it's important to not to only focus on that, not to only focus on the news. I would even advise people to turn off the news, to not watch it as much as they used to. It is, you know, created to make you more afraid. So it's important to keep your eyes on God and to not fear. And I was really reading through Luke, the book of Luke, and in chapter 9, verse 10, Yahushua HaMashiach, you know, he feeds 5,000. And it was actually likely 10,000 because, you know, the women and children that were also there. And, you know, I think it's just important to remember that because Yahushua HaMashiach lives in us, we can give the living bread, which is the word, to other people. And we can actually multiply the food for others to eat as well. You know, he did say, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you too can move mountains. And mountains, not literally. However, it means problems in life you will be able to solve if you lean on the Holy Spirit to guide you. It's really important to be open and to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying in this season and to slow down. You can't, you know, two opposing forces can't live in the same place. You know, fear and the Holy Spirit, they don't mix very well. The Holy Spirit has to override it and will override it. So it's important for you to kind of focus on that. So it's just best if you focus on the word and really just focus on really looking at how Yahushua HaMashiach handled situations where there was fear. And he really, you know, he said multiple times it's impossible to please God without faith. So it's important to always remember that as well. And I was also reminded of just Joseph. And I was led to Genesis 41, where many of you may already know the story, but Joseph was betrayed by his family and sold into slavery because they were jealous of him and his dreams and his future that he shared with them. And he was restored, multiplied by so much in the end. And he really was called upon because of all that he went through. He couldn't hold bitterness in his heart toward his family because he was responsible for not only saving his family in the future, but for thousands and thousands of others in the land of Egypt as well. And so it's really important that we remember his story. And I love Genesis. It's one of my favorite, if not my most favorite book in the Bible. However, I was led to Genesis 41, verses 46 to 49, and it reads, "And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number." And then moving down to verses 55 to 57, it says, "And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came to Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the lands." And so I think it's important to really just remember that time. There are a lot of instances in the Bible, of course, of famine, but I really was led back to that one because I know that God is calling a lot of people to be Josephs in this season for their families and for their communities. And it's not just offering actual items, it's also offering faith. But it can't very well be offering actual items like food and shelter and things like that. I think it's really important to remember that Joseph was not afraid during this entire time. He depended entirely on God. And it's really important to remember that as well. And I think it's really important because it touched on how everyone goes to the king or everyone goes to the government to look for assistance. And it's really important to remember we shouldn't be looking to the government only. We should be looking to God first, if the government at all, to be quite honest. You have to if you need to, of course, but it's important to always look to God first. And he, of course, is there to guide you. The Holy Spirit is there to guide you if you do believe in Yahushua HaMashiach and have accepted him as your Messiah and Savior. So I really did want to share those verses with you. I hope you found them helpful. And so I'm going to share some tips on how to practically really hunt for and purchase items to get more bang for your buck, so to speak. And I really wanted to touch on really emphasizing food that you can buy large quantities of for less money. So it's important to really buy things by the pound if you can. And there are several stores which do sell by the pound. They have like these little hand crank lever things that can hold a large container of grain or beans or things like that. When you buy by the pound, it is more economical. You can also buy larger quantities at a time versus buying little small bags of things. I would also say that when buying beans and things like that, they last a long time. Canned goods are great to buy, but it's also important that if you're buying beans to get more for what you have, it's important to buy canned beans here and there, but I would say buying the dry stuff is best because there's more of it for your money and you're able to, you know, store more of it in any space that you have. So even if you don't have a lot of space, you can store more dry beans in a place than you can store cans and things like that. But it is important to really focus on non-perishable items. I know a lot of people like to, you know, say deep freezers and things like that, but I'm thinking like, you know, hey, power isn't always guaranteed. So if you have like deep freezers and there's a power outage, or even if you have a generator or things like that, it's important to have backup plans and things like that. And those are really helpful. But when, you know, when the power goes out, I don't know if you want to be the only one on the block with your lights on or, you know, with, you know, people smelling your food. So it's important to kind of pick foods that don't have, that don't draw as much attention, so to speak. Not to say that deep freezers and things like that aren't important, but I did want to touch on the importance of canned food, the importance of food that even food that doesn't require to be cooked. So I always highly recommend things like rice. If you're going to get rice, I would get the rice with the most fiber content in it to really make sure that you're getting the most nutrition out of it. And so that's like things like brown rice or things like wild rice, black rice, things like that have more fiber in it. White rice, you know, of course, it's good too. But if you want more nutrition for what you're purchasing for, it's important to really have food that not only is cheaper, that you can get more of, but also will provide you with nutrients to last you throughout the day. And when buying beans and things like that, like I said, it's good to have a few cans around, but it's also good to really not only buy canned beans or dry beans, but really look into beans that cook quickly. So an example of that are lentils. Lentils cook really quickly. They don't require as much cook time as some other beans like black-eyed peas or black beans or things like that. They don't require much cook time. Now, if you have canned beans, it's also, you might not even need to cook those at all, or they also cook very quickly. But I also say that if you do get a lot of beans, I say lentils, they're very high in protein and other nutrients and they cook really fast. So if you have a limited amount of time to cook or things like that, you can cook a large batch of beans, a large batch of rice, and even freeze them or things like that. Also oatmeal does not require cooking. You can literally just pour water in it and eat it. So I'm just thinking about ways where you don't really have to depend on electricity. There are some ways that you can do that. I also highly recommend getting bags of flour, bags of sugar, and really storing those properly. But you can really pray and seek God on how you can store food and what is the best way to kind of make sure that you have it. And another thing I really want to touch on is the importance of water. Water is more important than food. And so it's important to really have really have water and really stock up on it. And there are certain ways in which you can do that. Of course, there's bottled water that takes up space, but I highly recommend having just some packs of water. And there are recommendations. I'll leave some links in the description as usual on how you can really look into really getting the right amount of things for preparing. I'm not gonna touch on all of these categories that you see here on the screen, but I highly recommend looking at the resources in the description box to really get more insight on how you can prepare. But I really wanted to come on here and touch on some basic things that really helped me. Again, there's no way that a man can, or any man, woman, anybody can really prepare for everything. And so what's really important is your relationship with God and really calling out to Him during this time. But I did want to share some tips here. If you are going to have meat, I highly recommend canned meat, canned tuna, canned chicken. I already have it in my mind to really cut my meat intake during times like this. It's just something that I find to be a little bit more sustainable. And you can totally live off beans, rice, oatmeal, things like that for long periods of time. I know that if people aren't used to it, it can be a little bit like, oh, but it's totally possible. I've done it. It's possible. And you can totally do that. Highly recommend things like ramen noodles. Maybe not the ones in the cup, but the actual packs of noodles. I feel like you can get more of those, a higher volume for the amount. And again, this is for survival. We're trying to really do the most nutritious that you can, but push come to shove, you need to survive. It's important to be ready for times like that with what you have and to be thankful for what you have. And if you can, it's always, always, always beneficial to share with your neighbors if it is safe to do so. Share with people who aren't in your immediate circle. If you have extra, if you have anything that you could use or lend to them, please do so. It's not the time to be selfish. Of course, if safety is involved, call on God. Call on God. I can't advise you in that area. God can. So it's really important to just be wise with the money that you do have and really to remember to look out for one another. But I did want to share some tips there. Not too many, but again, this is something that you should really seek God about. I found some things that really helped me that God led me to. So it's really important for you all to also do the same and really look into ways in which He wants you to prepare during this time. And I think it's also important to really remember to fast during times like these. It's not something that people think about. Like usually people are, you know, a little bit shocked, taken aback by the events of the world. But if there ever is a situation where there is like a shutdown, so to speak, of different businesses and things like that, it's always important to fast, not just because there's less food out there, but it's really important to connect with God. And my personal testimony that I did share on here multiple times, and you can go back to previous episodes where I talked about how I was introduced to spiritual fasting and also in the 6 tips to help strengthen your relationship with God. I really touched on fasting was definitely one of those tips. But during my time fasting, I really noticed that my focus is completely different. And although sometimes, you know, I will feel hunger, I really take those times when I do to really pray and to impress into God. And I really love the way it really just shifts my perspective and my focus. I'm not thinking about food because I have already made up my mind to not think about food, to focus on God. And it is a muscle that takes working. So if you ask the Holy Spirit, if you ask God to really help you with that, they absolutely will. I have grown so much in my fasting journey now that it is just incredible. I'm in awe of how much I've grown. And so I think it's in the cases like fasting, it's important to be proactive rather than reactive. Although anytime to fast and you come to God with a whole open heart, He will receive you. But and for me, I really like to kind of be proactive versus reactive. And so I really highly recommend fasting during that time as well. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, like maybe your family isn't into fasting or things like that. But in a practical sense, it does help you save food longer as well. But that's not the whole point of it. The point is to really focus on God during that time. And you will really find that you really hear His voice clearer. And so it's really important to always make time to do that. And then an added benefit would be that it also helps preserve food for longer. And before I close out, I really wanted to take this time to pray. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being here with us today and for being here with us always, especially during our times of need. We thank you for always providing for us according to your riches and glory. And during times of uncertainty, we lean on only you to be our main source of comfort and provisions during this time. I thank you for your reminders constantly in your word to not fear and to only keep focus on you. And I pray for each and every person listening that they can get prepared in the way that you guide them to be. And I pray that they also can focus on what they have instead of what they don't have and on things that are not of you. May they only focus on you. I thank you for the several examples that you've listed in the Bible of people surviving famine. And I thank you for calling several of your children, many, many of your children, to be Josephs in this season. May they step into their assignments boldly and bravely. And may they help those around them, because that's really important. That's the biggest commandment, is to love the Lord your God with all your mind, soul, and heart, and to also love your neighbor as yourself. And so we really place the love commandment high today, and we place you high. We thank you for always providing for us, and we pray to always keep our eyes focused on you, to not have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And we pray all of this in the mighty name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Messiah and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank you all so much for watching this episode of The Virtue of Truth. I am your host, Sheila Hetzbeth. And until next time, be safe, take care of yourself and each other. Bye.